Section 9.
模拟考试
Part 1. Listen to the recorded dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or a short passage, interpret it into Chinese. You will hear the dialogue only once. Here is the tape script of the dialogue.
If I am already marketing my product in Europe, can I expand this effort to Asia?
在欧洲和拉美能实施的策略，如果不做适应性方面的调整，未必也能在日本、中国或亚洲其他地方实施。要更多的了解一个你即将要去推销产品的国家，以及那些曾经行之有效的具体营销策略。最好去咨询自己所感兴趣的国家的顾问或专家。营销策略包括参与国家或地方的贸易考察团、国际贸易展、广告，以及通过因特网进行在线促销。要始终注意依靠和利用因特网。尽管现在亚洲因特网事业的发展是全世界最快的，但当与欧美国家相比较时，仍然显得不够。
Do I need to translate my sales literature into the local language? Will I need to learn foreign languages?
假如你真的想在亚洲市场上获得成功，那么强烈建议你把营销材料翻译成你打算去营销的亚洲国家的语言。尽管英语是国际性商务语言，但人们在说话和阅读的时候总喜欢用自己的母语。即使亚洲商界的经理们英语说得很好，其中一些还在美国或西方国家的大学接受过教育，他们仍然喜欢用自己的母语进行交流，并因此而感到亲切自然。你所希望得到的顾客，当然是那些能轻松自然地了解你产品的特性，并能够把你的产品与其他竞争者的产品区分开来的人。在某个国家经营业务，如果能在自己的公司里招聘一些操当地语言的人，则表明对市场很投入。
Part 2. Listen to the recorded passage in English and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into Chinese by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once.Here is the tape script of the English passage.
Your sister city in the UK is Liverpool, which is a wonderful city for many reasons. The links between the two cities are important in a cultural sense, but they are also important because we can offer some good examples of how urban regeneration can transform a city. Now you are transforming Shanghai in an extraordinary way already.But it is interesting that some of the same principles that we apply in the northwest of England, in Liverpool, apply here as well. We believe that our expertise has something to offer you there, too. The Shanghai Foreign Investment Development Board has set up its first European office in London, and we welcome this. We also know and recognize that Eastern China is a leader in higher technology, academic and business expertise.This again makes the UK your natural partner because our record on innovation and discovery is envied across the world. The UK is renowned both for its entrepreneurial spirit and for believing that that entrepreneurial spirit is closely linked to the skills base and research environment. It is no wonder, therefore, that it figures out just a couple of weeks ago, the UK remains the premier location in Europe for software investments and high-value research and development.
Part 3. Listen to the recorded passage in Chinese and interpret it as required. After you hear part of the passage, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. You will hear the passage only once. Here is the tape script of the Chinese passage.
当今世界的相互联系不断增加，经济全球化的步伐在加快，各国经济的相互依存正变得越来越明显。国际分工继续深化，国际合作的范围继续扩大，生产的基本要素在地区之间得到了前所未有的广泛分布，全球化市场正迅速形成，全人类的共同利益正逐步增加，有越来越多的问题必须通过各国之间的协调与共同努力才能加以解决。人类文明发展至今，地球正变得越来越小，全世界被编织成了一个相互联系的网络，任何国家和地区都无法独立于外。知识与技术的更新周期已大大的缩短，科技成果正以前所未有的速度与规模转变成生产力。信息技术已大大克服了人类活动的时空限制，为国际沟通与交流提供了便利的工具。人类文明发展至今，世界面貌日新月异。过去一些常用的表达方式，如日行千里和瞬时万变，如今已变成了现实。在这样的情形下，不参与国际往来的闭关锁国或自我封闭式的发展、孤芳自赏等做法和表现都不合时宜，都将被时代的浪潮所淘汰。
第十二单元，信息时代。
Unit 12, Information Age.
Section 4, 口译练习。听力练习。一，听与复述。
Listen to the tape and repeat what you have heard.
Google, the dominant internet search company, is planning to raise the stakes in its intensifying competition with Yahoo and Microsoft by unveiling a new consumer-oriented email service. The new service, to be named Gmail, is scheduled to be released on April 1st, according to people involved with the plan.It will be soft-launched in a manner that Google has followed with other features that it has added to its website, with little fanfare and presented initially as a long-running test. Email has become a crucial weapon in the competition to win the allegiance of Internet users, who often turn to one or two websites as the foundation for their online activities.MSN from Microsoft and Yahoo are preparing to attack Google's role as the first place most people turn to conduct an internet search. Google, which refused to comment on this latest move, is starting far behind Microsoft, 34.4 million users according to the Nielsen Net Ratings, AOL, 31.8 million, and Yahoo, 39.9 million.But Google, which is based in Mountain View, California, is planning to play on its information search strength to compete with the existing services. Google will offer consumers better access to searching their own email and could well upset the industry balance by offering free access to services that previously were available only by paying a monthly subscription fee.The standard industry practice is to offer tiered email services, providing only limited storage free and charging higher fees to users who want to preserve a larger number of email messages for capabilities like online storage. Google, by contrast, is planning a service to be supported by advertising that will permit its users to store very large amounts of mail at no cost.
二听与跟述。
Listen to the tape and simultaneously follow up with your repeating the passage.
Over the past 30 years, telecommunications has enjoyed three major changes, each a real epoch. The first, in the 70s, was digital. The second was packet switching. The third was wireless. Each spurred some fundamental innovation. The first launched multimedia, among other things. The second, always-on connectivity. And the third, functional mobility. Combined with worldwide deregulation, these generational changes have given the consumer more services at lower costs. This is especially true in cellular telephony, which has had an enormous cultural impact around the world. Against this background of momentous progress, today's wireless providers are about to make a small, almost irrelevant change, moving to the so-called third generation of wireless. 3G is too little too soon, with none of the attributes of a real generational shift. It is still voice-centric at a time when data usage is gaining fast, a conversion that 3G can nowhere near fully accommodate. But 802.11 systems, now available in a variety of flavors, including 802.11b, widely known as Wi-Fi, do not stop at the walls of your home. Depending on the intervening materials, a vanilla Wi-Fi can radiate more than 1,000 feet. Since I live in a high-density area, my system reaches perhaps 100 neighbors. I do not know how many use it. Frankly, I do not care. I pay a fixed fee and am happy to share. Because further down the street, beyond the reach of my system, another neighbor has put in Wi-Fi, and another, and another. Think of a pond with one water lily, then two, then four, then many overlapping, with their stems reaching into the Internet. Today, Wi-Fi commonly provides 11 megabits, offering up to 54 megabits. Which standard do you think will be adopted?
三，听与笔记。
Listen to the tape and take notes while listening.
A Northern Ireland team is leading the search for a thinking computer which can sense a user's mood. Researchers at Queen's University in Belfast hope to complete the 10 million euro project for an emotion-sensitive computer within 4 years. The aim is to enable computers to think and behave more like humans. The European-wide project is being coordinated from the University School of Psychology and involves 160 researchers from 27 institutions. The university's researchers developed the proposal and negotiated the contract with the European Commission. The academic said the work would build upon attempts to create multimodal interfaces, which allow machines to sense and respond to the moods of the user. Program coordinator Professor Roddy Cowie said while it sounded like science fiction, computers which responded to human emotion would emerge. At the moment, our use of computers is limited by the fact that we need a keyboard and a screen to access them, he said. It would make an enormous difference if we could interact with them by speaking normally, perhaps through a microphone and a transmitter in a Star Trek badge. But emotion is part of normal speech, and experience has shown that most users are deeply uncomfortable with speech interfaces that ignore it, too uncomfortable to use them very much. If we can make computers more intuitive and expressive and also less challenging to use, there is enormous potential to let people make fuller use of information technology. The emotion-sensitive computer would have its own personality and establish a social relationship with the user. It's a fair bet that in 30 years' time, emotion-sensitive interfaces will be as much part of life as Windows and mouse interfaces are now, said Professor Cowie. The project team believes such computers would play a major role in teaching and learning.
考译补充练习。第一天，汉英口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from Chinese into English.
要了解数字化生存的价值和影响，最好的办法就是思考比特和原子的差异。虽然我们毫无疑问地生活在信息时代，但大多数信息却是以原子的形式传播的，如报纸、杂志和书籍。 我们的经济也许正在向信息经济转移，但在衡量贸易规模和记录财政收支时，我们脑海里浮现的仍然是一大堆原子。最近我参观了一家公司的总部，在前台办理登记的时候，接待员问我有没有随身携带西上电脑。我当然带了一部，于是他问我这部电脑的机型、序号和价值都是怎样的。大约值100万到200万美元吧，我说。他回答，不，先生，那是不可能的。你到底在说什么呀？让我瞧瞧。我让他看了我的旧电脑，他估计价值大约在2000美元左右。问题的关键是，原子不会值那么多钱，而比特却几乎是无价之宝。不久前，我参加了一家公司的高级经理人员的管理研修会。这次会议的目的是促进高级经理人员之间的沟通，同时让大家对公司未来一年的计划有一个整体概念。因此展示了许多即将发行的音乐作品、电影、电子游戏和摇滚乐录像带。他们委托联邦快递公司把这批封装好、有重量、占体积的 CD 盘、录像带和只读光盘送到会场来。不幸的是，部分包裹被海关扣了下来。信息高速公路的含义就是光速在全球传输没有重量的比特。当一个个产业揽镜自问，我在数字化世界中有什么前途时，其实他们的前途100%要看他们的产品或服务能不能转化为数字形式。如果你制造的是开司米羊毛衫或是食品，那么要把产品转换成比特就还有很长的路要走，因此你还是得靠快递公司、自行车或步行把原子从一地送往另一地。这并不是说在以原子为基础的行业中，数字技术在设计、制造、营销和管理方面都将毫无用武之地。我只不过是说，这些行业的核心特点不会改变，而且其产品中的原子也不会转换成比特。在信息和娱乐业中，比特和原子常被混为一谈。书籍出版商到底属于信息传输业传送比特，还是制造业制造原子呢？过去的答案是两者兼况。但是当信息装置越来越普遍而易于使用时，这一切将很快得到改变。现在信息装置还很难，尽管不是不可能，和一本书的品质竞争。书籍不仅印刷清晰，而且重量轻，容易翻阅，价钱也不是太贵。但是要把书籍送到你的手中，却必须经过运输和储存等种种环节。拿教科书来说，成本中的 45% 是库存、运输和退货的成本。更糟的是，印刷的书籍可能会绝版，数字化的电子书却永远不会这样，它们始终存在。其他媒介面临的风险和机会更是近在眼前。由于数字化产品本身的方便性、经济上的强制驱动和管制解除等因素的共同作用，他们也会迈向数字化，而且其速度将会很快。
第二篇，英汉口译。
Listen to the tape and interpret the following passage from English into Chinese.
A refrigerator with a child's drawing stuck to it is as American as apple pie. We encourage our children to be expressive and make things. Then, suddenly, when they reach age 6 or 7, we switch gears, leaving them with the impression that art class is as extracurricular as baseball
and not nearly as important as, say, English or math. The three R's are for young men and women who want to be somebody and do something. For the next 20 years, we force-feed their left brain, letting the right shrivel into a pea. Seymour Papert tells the story of a mid-19th century surgeon magically transported through time into a modern operating theater. That doctor would not recognize a thing, would not know what to do or how to help. Modern technology would have totally transformed the practice of surgical medicine beyond his recognition. If a mid-19th century schoolteacher were carried by the same time machine into a present-day classroom, except for minor subject details, that teacher could pick up where his or her late 20th century peer left off. There is little fundamental difference between the way we teach today and the way we did 150 years ago. The use of technology is almost at the same level. In fact, according to a recent survey by the U.S. Department of Education, 84% of America's teachers consider only one type of information technology absolutely essential: a photocopier with an adequate paper supply. Nonetheless, we are finally moving away from a hardline mode of teaching, which is catered primarily to compulsive serialist children, toward one that is more porous and draws no clear lines between art and science or right brain and left. When a child uses a computer language like Logo to make a picture on his computer screen, that image is both an artistic and mathematical expression, viewable as either. Even an abstract concept like math can now use concrete components from the visual arts. Personal computers will make our future adult population simultaneously more mathematically able and more visually literate. 10 years from now, teenagers are likely to enjoy a much richer panorama of options because the pursuit of intellectual achievement will not be tilted so much in favor of the bookworm, but instead cater to a wider range of cognitive styles, learning patterns, and expressive behaviors. The middle ground between work and play will be enlarged dramatically. The crisp line between love and duty will blur by virtue of a common denominator, being digital. The Sunday painter is a symbol of a new era of opportunity and respect for creative avocations, lifelong making, doing, and expressing. When retired people take up watercolors today, it is like a return to childhood, with very different rewards from those of the intervening years. Tomorrow, people of all ages will find a more harmonious continuum in their lives, because increasingly, the tools to work with and the toys to play with will be the same. There will be a more common palette for love and duty, for self-expression and group work. Computer hackers, young and old, are an excellent example. Their programs are like surrealist paintings, which have both aesthetic qualities and technical excellence. Their work is discussed both in terms of style and content, meaning and performance. The behavior of their computer programs has a new kind of aesthetic. These hackers are the forerunners of the new E-expressionists.
Section 9.
模拟考试.
Part 1. Listen to the recorded dialogue and interpret it as required. After you hear a sentence or a short passage in Chinese, interpret it into English by speaking to the microphone. And after you hear an English sentence or a short passage, interpret it into Chinese. You will hear the dialogue only once. Here is the tape script of the dialogue.
I hear that the first Millennium Technology Prize was announced by your organization. Could you tell us something about it?
非常乐意。 世纪科技奖设立于2002年，由芬兰政府资助。该奖项旨在奖励那些从事直接改善人们的生活质量、体现人类价值和促进经济可持续发展的科技创新的人们。I
was just wondering how you select the winner out of so many nominations.
首先由世界各地的大学、研究院及国家科学院提名，然后由芬兰技术奖基金会评选出获奖者。What
is the Finnish Technology Award Foundation?
它是一个由芬兰政府和一些芬兰公司和组织资助的独立的基金会。This
year's prize winner is Berners-Lee. Could you give some reasons for your choice?
原因是再明显不过的了。它是公认的 万维网的发明者。你只需设想一下，我们没有万维网的生活便可以了。另外，他决定不将自己对互联网技术所做的贡献商业化，或者是申请专利，这正体现了我们这一奖项的精神。
听力课堂，听课.com。